From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Yanqi Xu. Colombia city offices will be closed the day of and the day after Thanksgiving. This is the first year city offices remain closed the day after the holiday. The Columbia Missourian reports that the city's public transit services will halt both days. Parking meters will not be enforced during the two-day period, according to a city press release. Trash and recycling collection for Thursday customers will be collected on Friday, while Friday customers will receive service on Saturday. The Activity and Recreation Center will be closed on Thanksgiving Day, but operate on normal schedule the following day. Community policing and electric scooters will be two big-ticket items on the Columbia City Council's plate tonight. As the Columbia Missourian reports, City Manager Mike Mathis says he plans to address proposed changes to the Columbia Police Department's Community Outreach Unit at the meeting, including decreasing the number of officers from 14 to 8 and cutting down on their time in one area while dispersing them to more areas around the city. The council is also scheduled to vote on proposed agreements with the electric scooter companies Bird and Pony, including a regulatory fee of $10,000. An additional $1 per scooter operated a day, and requirement that riders wear helmets, park appropriately, and stay off sidewalks. The agreement specifies that Bird would have 500 scooters in the city, Pony would begin operating in the city on January 4th with 250 scooters. For more details about the city council meeting tonight, visit kbia.org. A report by the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank says farm income is continuing to decline within its district. The Fed says the third quarter report released last week was the 19th straight survey in which most bankers indicated that farm income was on the decline. Bankers also were slightly less optimistic looking ahead, citing concerns over low prices for crops. Soybean prices have dropped significantly since July, when the Chinese government imposed tariffs on imports of soybeans. Bankers reported a 2.5% increase in cropland prices. They cited a 1.5% increase for pasture or ranch land. The Fed St. Louis district includes Arkansas and parts of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi. The annual Everybody Eats Thanksgiving Dinner, it's in its 21st year and seeking donations. Local nonprofit Almeda Creighton's Community Programs works to provide a free traditional dinner and food box donations to local families on Thanksgiving. The annual dinner carries on the legacy of the late Almeda Creighton, a former Columbia City Councilwoman. Everybody Eats is scheduled to take place at the Columbia Senior Activity Center on November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The organization's vice president, Nick Rain, says this year's event has expanded and is running behind on donations.
We're going to three different locations. We'll be at Paquin Towers, Oak Towers, Welcome Home, as well as the event that's going on at the Senior Center. And this is the first year that we are doing that, too.
Everybody Eats is seeking donations of food and money. Donations can be taken to Moser's on Keene Street and the Business Loop. I'm Yanqi Xu, KBIA News, Columbia.